This is CBS Eye on the World with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going space exploring, but we have to check on missions to space explore. Bob, what is Capstone? All caps.
Capstone is a mission that NASA hired two different private companies to build and manage. One company built it, Terran Orbital. They built the spacecraft. Another company, Advanced Technology, is managing it and is actually operating the spacecraft on its way to the moon. This is an orbiter that's going to go around the moon and actually do testing for NASA of the lunar orbit they wish the Lunar Gateway to be in. It was launched, I don't know, about a month or so ago. They did a major orbital mid-course correction, engine firing, and then had problems. The firing worked. They're in the proper path to get to the moon in mid-November. But in the process of doing that, the spacecraft began to tumble. The Capstone mission team at Advanced Technology was able to get the spacecraft more or less under control so that its solar panels face the sun enough that its power, what they call power positive. In other words, it generates enough electricity so that the batteries always have more power than they need, which is good. But the spacecraft itself is not in the proper orientation, and they don't have control yet over it to be in the orientation they want. And so they've been working on this now for about 3 weeks. When they reach lunar space on November 13th, they're going to have to do an engine burn to enter lunar orbit. And if they don't have full control of the spacecraft at that point, they won't be able to do it, and that'll be a pretty big problem. And so we're hopeful they can get this fixed. They're probably just taking their time to make sure they understand what they need to do, and they'll do it. When they're, you know, they won't do it sooner than they need to. That's what I'm hoping is the case. But right now, that's where we stand. It's not yet ready to go, John.
I read from the press release on this. Capstone launched June 28th with an ambitious mission to occupy and characterize a lunar near rectilinear halo orbit, the same orbit that will be used by NASA's Gateway space station in a few years. So is this meant to be a preview, a pioneering of that orbit, or is that just coincidental, Bob?
No, it's exactly that. They're testing operations within this particular kind of orbit. It's an L5 point, essentially. It's an L point and a Lagrange point, and so things are somewhat stable there, not entirely, but from such an orbit, you can hold the spacecraft easy. And remember, most orbits around the moon are not stable. You can't really keep an orbit around the moon, but this is a particular location, a Lagrange point, where they think they can. And that's where they want to put Lunar Gateway, and so Capstone's supposed to test that. It's a CubeSat. But we're going to have to wait and see if it can actually do it, John.
We go from the orbit around the moon to the James Webb Space Telescope, which is giving us more images that I've never seen anything like this, because it's not a optical, it's an infrared. And this is Chandra to taking an X-ray look at Webb's infrared images. This is complicated, Bob. What is Chandra and what is Webb and what does this mean?
All right. Well, Hubble was launched as an optical telescope in space, so it didn't have to deal with the atmosphere. And it takes beautiful optical images of heavenly bodies that our eyes can actually see, and we get to see that. Webb was launched to take infrared images. This is in the infrared wavelength that's beyond red, shorter wavelengths. And our eyes don't see it, but this is energy that is produced by stars and galaxies and objects in space. And so Webb gets the infrared look. Chandra looks in X-ray. Chandra is in orbit also, and it looks in X-rays. So it produces the X-ray vision of an object. So I've got them behind the black, a wonderful comparison, because after Webb took an image of the Cartwheel Galaxy in infrared, which Hubble had already taken in optical, they decided to point Chandra at this object as well as others that Webb had taken to get the X-ray view. And so I've got all three lined up so you can see what the different wavelengths see in space. And each one tells you a different thing, like the optical tells you where the stars are, the infrared tells you where the dust is, and the X-ray tells you where the high-energy objects like black holes and pulsars and quasars and other things like that are located. And you can see when you lay them next to each other that you're seeing a completely different universe in each wavelength, John.
Bob, this is really cool. I've never seen a comparison like this. It's surprisingly how the infrared of the cartwheel, Webb's picture, and Hubble are not alien to each other. They're picking up different parts of the, as you say, what shows up is blue or red. There's a color correction here. But it does describe the cartwheel, both images. The X-ray doesn't. It is completely different.
The X-ray does, though, give you a sense of the ring of the cartwheel and the presence of other galaxies, because there are clearly high-energy objects in the rim of the cartwheel as well as in the nearby adjacent galaxies. So you see that, and you can see it traced out, but you're obviously, yes, not seeing the same kind of thing. And this is the simple fact that the universe emits energy across the entire electromagnetic spectrum, and if we're really going to understand what's going on out there, we've got to look in multiple wavelengths. And that is always the reason why Webb was being built, to provide that infrared view at high resolution. Spitzer had done it before, but in very low resolution. Now Webb gives us something comparable to Hubble in the high-resolution infrared. And you can see the comparison, and that's really the whole point. This is what astronomy is all about.
And we say farewell to a Mars orbiter. It's India's Mars orbiter. What happens to it, Bob?
Mangalyaan, or Mars Orbiter Mission, MOM, they had those three names for it, was sent into orbit in 2014. It got into Mars orbit in 2014. It was completely successful. It was only supposed to work for a year, but they managed to get it, extend its mission out 8 years and get images for 8 years of Mars, and from an orbit that was different than any other orbiter. However, after 8 years, its fuel finally ran out. And so this last month, they finally declared the spacecraft defunct because they lost communications. The satellite battery became drained because there was no fuel to keep the solar panels pointed in the right direction. So the battery became drained, which meant they lost contact, which means the spacecraft is now dead in orbit around Mars.
Oh, so it's just going to be dead. It's not. They're not going to crash it into Mars.
I don't think so, no.
And now we turn to Bob's cool images. This looks like a carpet, Bob. What part of Mars is this?
This is a piece of Mars in the volcano country. I call it a what-the-heck image. It looks, one of my readers called it cuneiform. Another one said it looked like texture paintwork. I have no idea what formed this. It's very strange, crisscrossing ridges that look like they've been smoothed across the top. And don't ask me. I don't know.
What we're looking at here is Bob's routinely giving us pictures that you could say, what planet exists? They all are very different, and they're all the planet Mars. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.